Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, good morning, Ben. And there's a 9 o'clock tee time at Kapalua. We should get out and play right away. It's going to be hot again today. The sky is partly a little cloudy, but a lot of sun and scattered showers on the windward side. Some isolated showers on the leeward side. High today expected to be 92. A little cooler the higher you get. Like, I'd like to be up in Waukewa right about now. Trade winds with us, though, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Got a great show for you today. We're going to have Lorcan Morris and Seth Pepper on together. That'll be wild. Kevin Markham's calling in from Ireland. Major Ed Pulido, retired, will be with us because Folds of Honor, Patriot Golf Day, coming up on the Labor Day weekend. Lewin Mayer is calling in. She's from Scotland, and they're playing at Royal Troon right now. Trip Eisenhower, analyst and commentator, Golf Channel, Golf Central, will be with us when we come back after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Trip Eisenhower is Golf Channel, Golf Central's analyst and commentator. He joined Golf Channel as a studio analyst for Golf Central about 13 years after he started competing on the PGA Tour and Web.com Tour, when it was Web.com. His playing career highlights include 4 victories on the Web.com Tour and 2 top 5 finishes on the PGA Tour. And during his playing career, he was elected to the Player Advisory Council on both the PGA Tour and Web.com. Welcome into the clubhouse, Trip.
Aloha. How are you today?
Excellent. It's good to meet you. And I want to start off with the news that hit us yesterday afternoon after Phil Mickelson did not make the cut at the Northern Trust and announced that he is going to play on the PGA Tour Champions. And he's going to play on Monday in the Charles Schwab Series at Ozark National in Ridgedale. And I went, huh? I thought he wasn't going to play. What was your reaction?
I kind of was that way too, but then I started putting the X's and O's together. And, you know, Phil's going to be, didn't really want to sit out for 3 weeks non-competitive.
Oh, dear, we've lost.
Wingfoot is the place where he had the best chance to win his U.S. Open. He was standing on the 72nd hole in 2006 and had that tournament in hand, and famously just mucked up that hole, and ultimately one of his 6 U.S. Open runner-up finishes happened there, but that was his best chance to win. And he knows going back there, he wants to get his game as sharp as possible. And I think the reason why he probably did this is he feels like he's close, but he doesn't want to just go home and practice. He's going to play. He'll probably play here because he cannot continue in the playoffs, and then he will guarantee you he will probably play Safeway the week before the U.S. Open. Phil famously does that. He always played Memphis when it was prior to the U.S. Open in June. And I think that's kind of what his thinking is. He didn't want to go home and sit there, and why not go play when there's a place he can play?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. It makes total sense when you wrap it up for us and explain it all. Phil Mickelson is a little bit off the tee. What took away his chances at the Northern Trust?
Well, it's just the whole game right now. I mean, I think Phil's experiment with distance was a short-lived. He had success right away. He did win, and he felt like, you know, it was all about chasing distance. And then he got away from some of the things that made him a Hall of Fame player, he was so focused on that he was missing the ball so wildly trying to hit it so far that even Phil Mickelson couldn't escape from some of the places he was hitting it. And I think he's 50 years old now. He's not going to keep up with Bryson DeChambeau and Rory McIlroy. I think he needs to kind of have that philosophy. We've seen a little bit of sea change with Tiger Woods and his philosophy as well, and what did it translate to? A Masters victory, a victory at the Tour Championship, his first victory back for a long, long time on the PGA Tour, followed again after the Masters with Zozo last year. So I think it's these older players need to say, look, I'm good with what I do great, and we're trying to chase distance. It doesn't seem to work for anybody but Bryson DeChambeau right now.
You know, with Bryson DeChambeau, let's just continue with him. I watch him, and I'm always nervous watching him. It's like you take your body, which is designed to be X, and then you mess with it chemically and physically, and you've got Z. Okay, and somehow it seems to me that eventually there's going to be consequences. I think Paige McKenzie put it really good one morning on Golf Channel when she said it's like watching somebody step out on the frozen ice and being afraid it's going to give away beneath him. I just feel like carrying that weight for longevity is going to be hard on his body, and he could be injured much the same way Tiger Woods spent so much time in the gym overloading his frame, which was so small, skinny when he was young, with those muscles that may have contributed. Do you feel that way? Have you had conversations about something to that nature?
Well, there are ways that players can add weight properly. And, you know, he seems to be doing it with nutrition and is under a really, you know, heavy controls of someone helping him do this, so that he avoids that. I understand the concern that could happen. And, he will be the first person to do it and not have the long-term consequences. But this is different than the steroid era in baseball and when they were doing things and then they had all the injuries because they were chemically enhancing their body and that was overloading their frames. Overloading your frame with what it can support, doing it without the drugs is certainly, I think, more long-term possible to sustain than the other way around. So I'm not as concerned about the injuries as much as I am what this is doing to the game. And it's an easy skill to chase. It's an easy thing to add to your game, and pretty much anybody at the professional level, and I'm not saying it doesn't take a lot of work. I'm not saying I admire what he's done, because I have. He's put the work in. He's put the time in. And when he's hitting it straight, he is a threat, and he showed that. He's played better than anybody else, and really since the beginning of 2020, as far as gaining strokes off the tee, which is a metric that they look at statistically to measure how much you're gaining by gaining distance, he has doubled up Rory McIlroy almost in that time frame. And Rory McIlroy is the best driver of the golf ball that we've seen the last 5 years. And he's almost doubling up his strokes gained. And my point is speed and power is something everybody can add. And all I'm trying to say is the governing bodies need to do something that, if you hit it in the middle of the club with high club head speed, you should be rewarded. I'm not saying the ball shouldn't go 350. But what I'm saying is you missed it marginally, and that ball needs to go way offline, and you need to ask for another ball from your caddy. That's all I'm saying, and that's what I think could happen, because historically that has been what has happened up until the last 20 years of the game.
Yeah, when they've made it so that the club face is so forgiving that just about anywhere won't take it too far offline. It will be, but not penalizing.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it's the whole gamut. Look, everybody says you're isolating the club manufacturers, or you're going after the ball. Look, I think it's the whole gamut. I think it's the whole thing. I think you can't look at this from a myopic point of view from one of the elements. I mean, there are multiple elements. You mentioned the clubs, the coefficient of restitution. I mean, there's a spring-like effect on these drivers that came in the early 90s. I remember when the Callaway Big Bertha came out. I had just turned professional, and I remember the Callaway rep saying, hit it high on the toe, and you're going to get a spring-like effect, and you'll get an extra 15 or extra 10 yards back then. And I said, so I've spent my whole life trying to hit it in the middle of the club, and now you're telling me to hit it outside on the toe. I said, that doesn't make any sense, and I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. But those players who were able to do it, they gained an amount of distance back then, probably relative today would be equal to gaining 20 yards. Back then it was 5 to 10 yards, but that was significant back then.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I always thought the Big Bertha was made to rescue people who didn't really have the game and wanted to have fun. But
But when they came out with that, there was a spring-like effect, and that has been put into the modern clubs. Throw in the fact that the heads are so much bigger and the sweet spots are so much bigger with way more forgiveness around the face. Throw in the fact that the ball doesn't spin much anymore, and then compound that with, hey, there's a lack of rough. I'm going to hit it as close to the green as I can, and I'm going to have an advantage even if I am in the trees.
Yeah, exactly. I want to ask you about Bryson. He always comes up with something to make news, if you will. One of them yesterday or the day before, asking people to stop talking because the sound is traveling and it's bothering him. Could you quiet down, please? Could you talk a little bit quieter?
You're exactly right about him. I mean, he just yelling at a cameraman for doing his job, and then he was ruining his brand by showing him in an anger moment. It's like, wait a minute now. I mean, you can't blame the cameraman for that. He's doing his job.
Yeah, exactly. You're the one performing. He's just capturing it. Let's go to our major monster, Brooks Koepka. I call him a major monster because he's always, his game has been to win on the majors, and we thought maybe he was going to do it again at the PGA Championship, when all of a sudden his game falls apart in the beginning of the fourth round, and he's out. It just blew my mind. Left knee, left hip. Is it time for surgery?
See, that's what I speculated on Golf Central this week, is now the injuries have compounded, and that's not exactly what you want, because he's protecting the knee so he hurts the hip, and that's exactly what happens when you're compensating. And he did do stem cell in the fall, and I think he was hoping that was going to help him avoid it. But, they said, okay, is this respite, now that he withdrew from the Northern Trust this week, is this respite going to help his game prior to the U.S. Open? And my answer was, well, he had, what, 2.5 months off with the coronavirus layoff, and mm-hmm. really didn't help his game much then, did it, or the knee? So I think surgery does seem likely, and you look at Tiger and his surgeries that he's had on his knee, it has not ruined his game, and he's had you do have to have the time off, but today's arthroscopic surgeries are, they're pretty minimally invasive, and if they can do it that way, I think the risk is pretty low. But long term, you might have to say, look, I've got to take some short term pain the rest of 2020 and get back to being Brooks Koepka in 2021 when we get back to a more normalized schedule.
There you go. I think you should just get it done. The recovery in today's world, it happens all the time with the knees, and it, as you said, it's not complicated like it was at one time. You mentioned Tiger Woods. He's won 2 FedEx Cup championships. On Friday, after a 68 on Thursday, it was a rough, rugged 68. Nothing smooth about it, but he managed it.
Right?
He had a good start in the beginning, and then it was like he went off the rails, but still managed to make the cut. And he and Rory are playing. I think they're going to be playing again tomorrow at the very start of the Northern Trust final round. What do you see with Tiger Woods' game, other than rust still?
He just has not had a lot of reps. I mean, he did commit to play next week at the BMW at Olympia Fields. And I look at how much he's played in 2020. I mean, he's played just a handful of times. So, to me, it's hard to get in a groove doing that. And then the other thing, and I think this is a small thing. It is small, but I think there is something there. I think Tiger misses the crowds. I just do. I think that when you're out there and you're struggling and the crowds are pulling for you, it can kind of give you just a little bit of a lift. And we know that the fans that support Tiger and what he goes through, yeah, it's very difficult for Tiger, but in some ways I think he feeds off of it a little bit. So I think it's both of those combinations, not having like a flow of his schedule. Not that his schedule was a bunch of events ever, but it did kind of flow together, and he knew how to get himself ready for the big tournaments, obviously, because he has 15 major championships and 82 professional wins. But you look at what he does and what this year has been, the anomaly that it is, I think a little bit of it, more than the biggest thing for me is the lack of just week to week, you know, play, and then throw in the fact that he doesn't have people cheering for him the way he normally does, and has his whole career.
Yeah, yeah, I totally understand that, because the crowds work for him and against his opponents. Because, you know, you hear,
right.
I mean, you can't help but be intimidated when 10,000 people are roaring for the guy, and you're like, oh, well, yeah, they want him to win. Psychologically, that must do something to you, unless you're pretty strong. Or maybe you're Dustin Johnson, and it just rolls right off your back. Like, I think I saw a clip on Twitter where it showed him shooting a 60, and he does the same hand signal as he does when he shot an 80. And, you know, I think that was a game that somebody was playing, but Dustin just has this. He was on 59 watch, if you didn't get to catch this, his entire round after it was birdie, par, eagle. Okay, so 8 under through 7 holes. That's for everybody who was
11 under through 11.
It was amazing, you know. So on Golf Channel, it's like 59 watch, 59 watch. And I'm thinking, oh, God, whenever we go on 59 watch, or when I know about it, isn't it always how we make it about us? Because I didn't know Scottie Scheffler shot a 59, because I didn't see that part, right?
Right.
So
he
shot a 59. Dustin Johnson shot a 60, very pleased with himself, as he should be. My question, though, was how, I mean, everybody said it's, this course is so gettable. Was it too gettable? Is it too simple for these guys? This is a FedEx Cup championships we're running to.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, the best players in the world, I mean, you got to look, the scoring average for the second round wasn't much different for the field, even with a 59 and a 60 in there. Look, when the best players in the world today get on a roll with the length that they can hit it, and you know, as well as the courses are maintained and manicured, it is, you can absolutely get on a roll and shoot some low numbers. And I think it's like the 4 minute mile barrier now has been somewhat broken, because forever the magic number was 59. Look, I think the magic number now is 58.
Mm.
I mean, Jim Furyk, now it was 1,200. Now, he shot it at Hartford, which is a par 70. But, look, there have been a lot of 59s now. I mean, I can't remember the graphic offhand that, on the top of my head that
right.
I saw.
Right.
There have been, since 2010, how many of them? Eight, nine?
Yes.
There's been a bunch of them.
Yep.
So it's still magical, because it's very difficult to do, and I'm not trying to diminish it at all, but it does kind of seem at some point we've got to kind of have a new frontier of a low number, and I think a lot of it has to do with how the courses are manicured, and then what great athletes we have playing the game now.
Absolutely. Trip Eisenhauer, Golf Channel, Golf Central. You got to check him out. Fabulous analyst and commentator. A pleasure meeting you, sir. Thank you for being on the show. I hope you'll come back.
You got it.
Awesome.
Have a great day.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back. We have Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post, senior European writer and senior writer for Global Golf Post. She is going to be on with us. It's all about Royal Troon. And man, was that a beast yesterday. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
You remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike? Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord? Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not.
Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make the home look nicer, too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang your garage door, he could have kept his stuff. You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
And there's an 8:30, a 9:20, a 10 o'clock, and an 11:10 at Bayview. The number is 247-0451.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center, or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post senior writer, is with us from Scotland. Welcome into the clubhouse, Lewin.
Thank you, Danielle.
I've been watching.
We have a much better day in Scotland today. It's nowhere near as tough as it was yesterday and the day before.
It was watching yesterday. I think if you can take this away, when you're thinking about what yesterday was like for some of the players, Lindsay Weaver, her push cart is over a decade old, and it didn't hold, right? She was in a bunker. Her cart flew into another bunker and toppled over. I mean, that's, 40 miles an hour?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, it sounds as though she ought to have amassed a massive penalty as well for all of that, but only she counted in the bunker and the caddy car got away with it. But she could have had a caddy, of course, but you're not allowed to have a local caddy, so she would have needed to bring with her a regular caddy, and she didn't have one at the time, so that's why she was going it alone. Yeah. And she just picked this old trolley out of her parents' garage.
I was curious. Someone, when I was watching the feed from Europe, they were talking about the RNA offered her a caddy, but she declined it. She decided to go alone, and someone wondered if that was against the rules. I was confused about all of this.
Well, I'm sure it's not. I think the tours can bring in their own rule about whether you have a caddy or not, but I'm sure at one point here, a couple of months ago, you weren't allowed a caddy. You just had to deal with your own clubs.
She's doing really well, by the way. I saw, what is she now, tied for fifth?
She's tied for fifth.
Yeah, I'm really pleased to see someone by themselves making all the decisions. It must be almost like being back in college. There must be some freedom to having be your own decision maker? What do you think?
Oh, I definitely think so. And also, you know how quite often they'll look rather sullenly in their caddy's direction if something's gone wrong. Well, she's only got herself to blame if she does anything wrong. And I think it is does make it easier in a way. And she's reveling in doing it all so well, I think. I mean, it's been pretty amazing to see that she can do it.
Yeah, all by herself. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'll tell you a very interesting thing about the top five, or five and ties. You've got two Germans in there, and, you know, there weren't any good German girls for years and years and years. And now you've got Sophia Popoff at the top, at four under, and you've got Caroline Masson in the top five, too. I mean, that's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. Caroline Masson has been with us for a number of years, and I was going to ask you, who is Sophia Popoff? Has she been working on the LET?
No, she's on the Symetra tour. And really, you know, I mean, she's had one, two, three... she's had several years on the Symetra tour. And, you know, in 2015, she was on the commentary team for the Solheim Cup in San Leon Roe in Germany. So it's pretty extraordinary what she's done. She's 27. And suddenly she's come from nowhere. And she wasn't, you know, she got in this tournament rather at the last minute. She had 2 weeks ago, she wasn't in the field. And then she had that top 10 finish at the marathon. And that's how she got in there. And this is what she's done since. Four under par and a 67 today.
Yeah. And yesterday, when it was all in the books, was the leader at plus two?
Yesterday, yes, I think that's right. No. We had one under par yesterday. I haven't got yesterday's figures up, but she's minus four. She's three ahead now of the Thai girl, if you can pronounce her name.
Jasmine
well
Suwanapura.
Suwanapura, yes.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah. And Minji Lee from Australia is there, too. She's a tough one, isn't she?
She is a wonderful girl, absolutely cracking. I've met her a couple of times. She was in Singapore last year, and I'd come from Saudi Arabia, where I'd been watching her younger brother play. And he told me very nicely that she paid some of his entry fees, which is so sweet.
Wow.
And, no, she's absolutely charming, that girl, and so good, you know, absolutely brilliant.
Another one who's in the top, top five and ties. We have Lindsay Weaver, of course, we mentioned her, but Austin Ernst is,
yes.
She finished now, on my score, it just says 17. I don't know whether things are all wrapped up yet.
No, I've got the television on in the corner, and she's looking at a bunker even if as we speak, and I don't know whether this is at the... 18th or the... I can't really see at the moment. She may be coming down the 18th, actually. But my scoreboard's gone a bit funny. I think that it's jammed on my machine anyhow, so I can't really tell. Oh, no, she is on the 18th, and she's even par for the tournament, Austin Ernst. And she's got a horrible little chip. You wouldn't want this. It's got to go over this nasty little pot bunker. she's done it, and... It's all right, but it's okay. She's got about a 7-footer left, I should think.
Oh,
she's shaking
drowsy.
Her head. She's not best pleased, but
yeah, okay.
She can't really complain.
And it's in Scotland, your weather, does it often change from 40-mile-an-hour winds to a sunny day the next day?
Oh, yes. But we've never had a summer like this, you know, because some days we've had unbelievably hot weather, the kind of hot weather we don't know in this country. And then suddenly it can go so cold that you need your central heating on. So it has been extraordinary.
It really is.
So here's the other leader from yesterday. She's doing the same chip, and she's hit much the same shot, but she's got a bit nearer. So that's, you know, the Swedish girl.
Oh, Danny.
Holmquist.
Yes,
Danny. Yeah.
She
looks as though she's had enough for today. She doesn't look that happy.
No,
she's dropped a few shots.
She's five over for the day. I don't blame her for not being happy. I was relating to her quite well. You know, my father called me Danny, so I was, and then I saw Daniela Helmqvist, and she's from Sweden. had such great rounds, the 71 and 70. As a player, I'm Lewin Mayer, writer, senior writer for Global Golf Post. Is it difficult to go from very these kinds of blowing conditions, and you've become accustomed to it, and all of a sudden it's nice? Is it a difficult change, or are you relieved and it comes easy?
Well, I think when they're as good as they are these days, that they just slip back into their normal swing, and they're not having to fight a wind. But I think for people who aren't experienced, it can be a pretty dramatic change because, you know, the wind has blown your swing out of its usual groove, and it's sometimes quite difficult to find again. But these girls are playing so well now. It's just astonishing. I think, you know, sort of men watching this will be absolutely amazed at just how good they are.
Yeah.
And it's been on our screens, you know, all day, and usually you have to press a red button or something to see the women. And this time it's all about having to press a button if you want to see the men. And even Tiger Woods was on the end of a red button the other day, which I don't think had ever happened before. So this championship, it's a major, of course, is being put first, which is lovely.
It is, and it ought to be. It's fabulous. And I want to mention a couple of really top players, Inji Chun, Arya Chutanagarn, and NB Park. NB Park, her putting is amazing.
Isn't it? I mean, she is rock solid, isn't she?
Yes.
I mean, you just feel, if somebody, man or woman, had to putt a six-footer in for your life, you would probably choose her because she's an endlessly reliable girl.
She really is.
A lovely person.
She really is. Another one from your playing experience, Nelly Korda. She was in a bunker, and it had rained yesterday. And somebody said it was on TV, is it more difficult when it's a wet sand or when it's fluffy when you're in the bunker? Was it an advantage to have a little bit of rain on top of the sand? How do you feel?
Well, I don't want to be in there in the first place, thank you, but I think I prefer it to be fluffy.
Yeah, that seems to be the general consensus. You're absolutely right. So good talking with you, Lewin Mayer. Thank you for checking in with us from Scotland 2 weeks in a row. A real pleasure talking you with. And Royal Troon, really, even in the windy conditions, is absolutely spectacular.
Yes, it is indeed. I'm sorry you haven't got time to talk about the fact that the women are going to Muirfield for one of their forthcoming Opens. That's quite special.
No, we do have time for that. I don't have the list. I know there's a number of great courses they're going to next. Do you have the list?
Well, I can tell you what's coming up next. Carnoustie next, and then you've got Muirfield, which is the course where in 2017 did they decide to admit women members, having had a vote where they decided they didn't want them. And then when they were told they wouldn't get another Open, they very quickly changed their minds and said they'd love to have the women as members. And
yes.
So they made them members, made them stay on a waiting list for a couple of years, but they're in now. And now Muirfield, had just really going the whole hog, and they're going to have the Women's Open, which is terrific. And I was asking Katrina Matthew what she thought about it, because she only lives around the corner, and she said it'll be a marvelous course for them, absolutely marvelous. But it's different from it's very different from Troon, where you go out, sort of maybe against the wind and back with the wind. But at Muirfield, it's all crosswinds, and so it's really going to test them.
Well, they were tested this week, and I love watching them battle through it and seeing what they can really do is truly an amazing lesson for all of us to learn. And then seeing NB Park putt she said the conditions were the worst she's ever experienced in her playing career. And I think that's saying a lot for someone who's played around the world for as long as she's played. Lewin, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Danielle. I've enjoyed being on, so thank you very much indeed.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got Major Ed Pulido retired. We're going to be celebrating Patriot Golf Day over Labor Day weekend. Major Ed Pulido retired, Purple Heart recipient. He is Senior Vice President of Folds of Honor Foundation. We'll be back with him after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Ready for a staycation? Well, now through Labor Day weekend, your Maui home away from home is Napili Kai Beach Resort. With fully furnished rooms and beautiful views from their spacious lanai, a two-night, three-day package for two starts at $559. Includes one round of golf for two at the spectacular Kapalua Plantation Course. Upgraded rooms, additional golf available at great discounts. So come enjoy the crystal clear waters of Napili Bay and dine at the award-winning Sea House Restaurant. Call 800-367-5030 to book your stay. Napili Kai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf Getaway.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
He lost his leg because of the wounds, combat wounds. It had to be amputated. Major Ed Polito retired, a Purple Heart recipient, a senior vice president of Folds of Honor Foundation, providing spouses and children of the fallen and wounded educational scholarships. He's also a founding member of Warriors for Freedom Foundation, focusing on mental, physical, and wellness support for wounded veterans and their families. Welcome into the clubhouse, Major Ed.
Well, Danielle, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now.
Good. What a great day to be an American, and what a great day to be on the show. And I got to tell you, you've been with us since day one, and thank you to all your listeners and specifically you for honoring the sacrifice and educating the legacy of our military families.
Oh, thank you, sir. And Patriot Golf Day is played at all of our golf courses, participating golf courses in Hawaii. And I remember the first year, it was 2007, if I'm not mistaken, and I had Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, who's the CEO and founder of Folds of Honor, PGA member, he was on the show, and we were talking about getting everybody to sign up. Y'all have to sign up, and you know, just add another dollar to your tea fee. It's not going to be that big a deal, and it's going to help so many people. Can you tell us how many people you've helped over the years giving scholarships to the spouses and the children of the fallen and wounded?
Wow, that was such a great setup. I remember those days when we first got started, and we didn't have a lot of money in the coffer, and certainly that is $50 million later with the PGA of America and United States Golf Association, the tour, and individuals like you. That's just that piece. But we are going on $200 million wow. raised during that whole time. And, well, the premise of it was just to give a dollar in your green fee or more, sign up for Patriot Golf Day, as you indicated, and play for the men and women who fight for our freedom. And like I said, you've been here from day one. And when we launched this thing, I remember in the early years, we weren't as seasoned as we are today. But now we understand that, you know what, we have a vested interest to make sure that no family gets left behind on the field of battle and on the home front.
Yeah, you know, That is so true. My son is active duty and has been since, oh my goodness, my grandson was born in 2003. I'm aging myself. And in 2000, he went in right before 9/11. Then it happened and everything, you know, changed. And then dad's always going, you know, dad's always going. And it's a powerful thing to know that dad's someplace where things could go wrong, and wanting him to come back safe. And it really does a lot to the families. Even if, you know, they come back whole physically, there's always something going on emotionally after you experience combat. There's just no way that you can not have that be a part of your entity. Your being is dealing with that. And so I thank you very much. Folds of Honor, you are also working with PGA Hope and in working out everything that has to do with Patriot Golf Day. How does PGA Hope work in with it?
Well, that's a great thing. So we've awarded over 29,000 scholarships, Danielle. And the other thing, too, I wanted to just let your viewers know, this is personal for me and Colonel Rooney. Of course, my children, are the second and third scholarship recipients of the foundation. And now we've instituted something with PGA Hope. And PGA Hope's premise is to make sure that we are able to put our veterans and their families out on the golf course for them to thrive and be successful and utilize the game as a way for recovery and support. And I can't tell you how important it is. I'm actually, because of this COVID-19, I've been playing a lot of golf in the last 4 months. And the great thing about the game is that it's good for your, you know, with someone like me that lives with a traumatic brain injury or someone that has, you know, PTSD or the other things, that the game can really be something that helps with concentration, helps with a traumatic brain injury issue, and helps you to be able to, you know, thrive and improve your quality of life. And that is what the game of golf does, and that's what PGA Hope is all about.
Wow. Traumatic brain injury. Steve Greiner at Belvoir, good friend of mine. He created his own organization that helps, and I was there for one of their sessions, and I never understood, you know, I didn't understand the magnitude of it. And traumatic brain injury, when, you know, it's hard to socialize because people don't understand. At least this is what I got from it, is it's difficult to relate to people on some level. But when so getting together as in a social setting with people who have experienced the same thing and understand what's happening in your mind, you can't explain that. Does that sum it up?
Wow, you just summed it up very well. And I work with the NFL and, of course, the just various other groups. And what I've learned about the traumatic brain injury issue, number one, it's the signature wound of the war. Over 450,000 veterans have reported having some type of traumatic brain injury issue. And the reason is because you may slam your head on the ground when you have to take cover, or on a building, or in anything that you have within the work environment, and then you don't think nothing's going on, but then all of a sudden you may have a mild type of concussion, and that's part of the traumatic brain injury process. What we're finding is if we can get these veterans out quickly, doing peer-to-peer support and connecting them to, like, the game of golf, and for them to understand that there's other people like them, and that gets these people outside of the home, it gets them involved, it stimulates the brain. And what we're learning is the reason I recovered so well is brain stimulation and brain connection are the two critical elements. And the only way you can get that is by going out and being social and understanding that, hey, you got to get out of the house, you got to interact with people, and more importantly, utilize the game to not only be able to do a sport, but improve the quality of life, exercise, and increase brain oxygen. And I think all of the things that even you said there, Is exactly why this issue is a very important one and why the PGA of America stands with our veterans and their families.
Absolutely. And we're talking with Major Ed Pulido, retired Purple Heart recipient. He lost his leg in combat. Patriot Golf Day, a nationwide initiative to raise awareness and scholarship money for the families of the fallen and the wounded. And so this is happening Labor Day weekend, September 4th to the 7th. You just add a dollar or how much you'd like to. It doesn't have to be a buck. It can be $5, $10, whatever you can afford. It's tough now, I know. So a dollar is all that you need to, you just add that, put it in the pot, and it'll go to help. I understand that we're going to switch over to Memorial Day next year for Patriot Golf Day?
Yes, and the reason we're doing that, it just fits our, you know, our mission of taking care of these spouses that, you know, have lost their loved one.
Yeah.
And we feel like that's a great time for to launch this initiative and then do it all over the summer. We're doing Patriot Golf Day year-round. Tony Beata is in charge of that. But I also want to give a big shout-out to Lieutenant Colonel Rooney. You know, when we first talked to him, Daniel, I don't know if you remember, he was a captain.
Oh.
And now, you know, he went from captain to major, now Lieutenant Colonel. And he's, you know, been an inspiration for a lot of people. They're opening up a golf club called American Dunes up there in Michigan. And he's done a lot for the game. And the thing about all of this is that, you know, the hope is just like you have for so many listeners for years, is that you follow your purpose, you follow your passion, and guess what? You have the freedom to be able to do it because the men and women who fight for that freedom give it to you each and every day. And that, to me, is why you have us on this show. And as a founding member, I want to salute you and say thank you, because you know what? We couldn't have done it without individuals like you and our great friends there in Hawaii.
Marathon, you can conduct a Patriot Teaching and Coaching Day. You can collect donations with a Folds of Honor donation box. You just have to get in touch with Patriot Golf Day. PatriotGolfDay.org is the website. Thank you so much, Major Ed Pulido, retired, for being on the show.
Well, great day to be an American, as I always say. Hoorah!
Hoorah! Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to go to Ireland now. After Scotland, we're off to Ireland with Kevin Markham, golf photographer and writer. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike? Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord?
Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not.
Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make the home look nicer, too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang your garage door, he could have kept his stuff. You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Ready for a staycation? Well, now through Labor Day weekend, your Maui home away from home is Napili Kai Beach Resort. With fully furnished rooms and beautiful views from their spacious lanai, a two-night, three-day package for two starts at $559. Includes one round of golf for two at the spectacular Kapalua Plantation Course. Upgraded rooms, additional golf available at great discounts. So come enjoy the crystal clear waters of Napili Bay and dine at the award-winning Sea House Restaurant. Call 800-367-5030 to book your stay. Napili Kai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf Getaway.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood.
or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction. The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring Kevin Markham, golf photographer and writer, editor of Destination Golf, and author of Hooked, an amateur's guide to the golf courses of Ireland, and Driving the Green, and founder of Catalog 18. First off, you know, the Island Golf Club Champion Links course in Dublin, I'm thinking to myself, God, it's beautiful. So Kevin tells me we really ought to talk about the revamp of the front nine by Martin Ebert of Mackenzie and Ebert. You know, it looked just fine, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks, Danielle.
It's good to talk to you. It seems like it's been too long. So what did they need to do? It's a beautiful golf course.
Yeah, it is a beautiful golf course. It's one of those very strange things which for me, because I was always a huge fan of the golf course. It's absolutely beautiful, and it was very well known for its back nine, which it was, you know, rightly lauded, but also the front nine started with 8 par fours, and some people loved that and some people hated it. And obviously, Mackenzie and Ebert are the go-to guys now for links golf, especially, you know, with the work they've done at Royal Portrush and courses in the UK. But, the island, basically, they want to host something big. And they're a top 10 course. They've decided they want to do something a bit different, and they wanted to bring the front nine up to the same level as the back nine. I mean, there are various reasons for it, and there are various difficulties with what they had. One was that string of 8 par fours to start. They felt that wasn't really fitting, and they needed to change that. And there was also a short par four, the 8th, that had problems with a house on the right-hand side in terms of balls going into the house, things like that. So they, yeah, I mean, it happens, right? I mean, Sure. Everybody knows if you have a house near a golf course, it's going to be in trouble.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I mean, they just felt it was time to do a big project, and they brought in Martin Ebert, and he's introduced two brand new holes. He's updated two others and then made a couple of other, you know, small changes around the place. And, I mean, I actually got to see it a couple of weeks ago. You know, it's one of those things. Because I loved it so much, it's very difficult for me to look at the new changes and go, yes, I love them. It's fantastic. But it most definitely does what it set out to achieve, which is it's built up a much more muscular front nine, and it has much greater championship credentials now. So their hope is, I guess, in the next few years, they'll get the Irish Open.
Oh, fabulous. Well, that's a great start, isn't it?
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, the Irish Open, and then after that, you know, the Open would, of course, be fabulous to have.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, you know, there was talk that they might take the Open Championships outside the UK. But I mean, you know, Ireland at the moment, it's not on the cards. And as much as Padraig Harrington sort of did say, oh, let's bring it to Portmarnock, I think the RNA pretty much shot that down straight away. So I don't think it's moving outside Scotland, England, and Northern Ireland anytime soon.
Okay. Well, you know, we can wish and hope. It seems so close and yet so far away. I need to ask you about Catalog 18 because. You know, the last time we spoke, you had just started the magazine, and it was getting up and doing very well. You were coming out with your second issue. Then everything just sort of folded, locked up, locked down, the world into virus. So where do you stand now?
I mean, I guess the first thing is, I mean, I know you said I was a founder. I mean, I think I was one of the founding photographers to submit images to the magazine.
Oh, right.
And certainly,
I have to update that.
He's called Guy Nicholson. He's a Canadian, and he decided to set up this magazine. You look at the Golfers Journal. Certainly in the States, you've got the Golfers Journal. Over here in the UK, you've got the McKellar magazine. And they're changing the way sort of golf magazine publication is going. And Guy looked at the opportunity and said, well, why don't we do a great big coffee table type book? I mean, it's bigger than your regular magazine. It's 300 pages long. The first issue, yes, went very well. And remarkably, I mean, I was hugely impressed with this. They actually brought out the second issue during the lockdown.
Oh.
So it's out there. It's been distributed. I got a few copies probably 6 weeks ago. So, I mean, the second one is out there and again, doing well from what I've heard.
So this is something that we need to subscribe to, and they pretty much print only what the subscriptions call for?
I would assume so, yes. I mean, obviously, he's got some other marketing ideas that he wants to pursue, as any magazine editor and owner wants to do. But I think you catalog18.com, you go on there, I think you put in your details and you subscribe, and, you know, you get, I think they're bringing out, at the moment, one a year. I think he was hoping to do two a year. But I guess certainly at the moment, with everything that's going on, you know, he's had to curtail those ambitions a bit.
Yeah, it's really simple, too. Catalog18.com, and it's spelled not the way you might think in the U.S. It's CATALOGUE, 18.
Yeah, and then, the number 18. Yeah.
Right. And you put your name, your email address, your telephone number, recipient's name, if you want to gift it. It's a really, and their shipping address, it's $59.99. That's a really good price for what you're going to get.
It's such a big publication. And I mean, to be perfectly honest, I'm honored to be in there on the pages alongside Evan Schiller, Channing Benjamin. I mean, they're huge. I mean, the best guys in the world are in there. So if you want photographs of courses from all around the world, that's the place to go.
Right on. Okay. I was just going through their issue 002, May 2020, C19 and C18. I'm not sure what that means. Do you know?
C19 and C18?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just checking. Just looking at the list of people that another whopping collection, John Cavalier, Chris Fry, their courses in Vietnam, New Zealand, Scotland, New York, California, Augusta National. Our writers played Augusta National, investigated the rise of handcrafted golf products and traveled to historic links at risk of flooding. So there's a lot of, it's a huge collection of images and stories, and that's catalog18.com. So if we're not traveling, at least we can do so sort of through the magazine. And it's like my friend Diana DeLucia. She created Golf Kitchen, and her magazines are initially, in the beginning, she was coming out every quarter, and now it's biannual. And she has a book that's going to be coming out too. Great work that she does. Great photographer too. A food photographer. I understand that's very difficult. And a golf course photographer is who we're talking to. Also, Catching the Light. Kevin Markham, what's the longest you've sat waiting for the right light?
Probably 3 hours. I'd say 3 hours.
Where
Unfortunately,
was it?
It was an evening, not a morning.
Where did that happen?
I was down in a golf resort in County Cork called Castle Martyr. And it's a 5-star hotel. The course is nice. I mean, it's not going to attract the big travelers. But I waited for 3 hours and I got 20 seconds of light. And I think it's a story you ask any photographer who's out there taking photographs of golf courses. They'll always have a story like that. They waited for 3 hours. They got 10, 20 seconds of light. They got the one shot, and it was brilliant. So, you know, it happens. It happens sometimes. You get lucky.
Now, you have two books out, and I've enjoyed both of them, Driving the Green and Hooked, An Amateur's Guide to the Golf Courses of Ireland. Do you have another one coming out? You working?
Yeah. And obviously, with the lockdown, I've been kind of scuppered because it was going to be on Portugal, and I was over there twice last year, and I've actually been over there twice this year before March and before the lockdown. But since then, you know, I'm not going anywhere, so it's kind of stalled, which is a bit of a shame. But I'm using it as an opportunity to explore the cities and the islands, and it's fabulous. I mean, you know, they've only got about 90 golf courses, so I'm doing a similar thing as Hooked, which is basically just reviewing the course, but it'll be slightly longer. We'll get some photographs in there, mark everything out of 100, see how it goes. I mean, you know, they've got a great golf product.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
And you're going to tell us where to go eat, maybe, when we're traveling, and which courses to play?
Well, certainly the courses. The eating is slightly more difficult because, I mean, you know, by the time the book comes out, I've eaten at a restaurant 2 years ago. The book won't be out for at least 2 years because of the way the cycle goes.
Yes.
So in 4 years' time, the restaurant might not even be there. That was always. I was the same with Hooked. People said, "Oh, are you reviewing any restaurants, food in the clubhouse?" And it's like, you can't, because, you know, people change. It's just impossible.
Very good point. Kevin Markham, golf writer and golf course photographer, author of Hooked and Driving the Green. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Lovely to be on, Danielle. Great to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got a couple of very interesting men who are going to join us in the clubhouse. We'll be joined for a very fun and fascinating, engaging conversation. I think it's going to be absolutely wild. Elite performance mental coach Seth Pepper, who has the unique perspective, personal perspective, of achieving sports highest accomplishments because he was an elite athlete, and now he helps others fulfill their greatness. And PGA Tour caddy Lorcan Morris, who has two LPGA Tour wins and a PGA Tour win. He was a Solheim Cup caddy, and he's currently working with Ben Taylor on the PGA Tour. And these two are going to discuss, I'm going to try to be in there, but I think it's going to be the importance of mental preparation in the game of golf. Who has shown the greatest mental stamina as the PGA Tour gets back on schedule? And time permitting, we'll dive into the critical relationship value of caddy and player on the tour. Now, that is the most important thing I want to know about. I want to know more about the caddy-player relationship on the tour, particularly in today's world. It's changed monumentally. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike? Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord?
Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not.
Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make the home look nicer, too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang your garage door, he could have kept his stuff. You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Ready for a staycation? Well, now through Labor Day weekend, your Maui home away from home is Napili Kai Beach Resort, with fully furnished rooms and beautiful views from their spacious lanai. A two-night, three-day package for two starts at $559. Includes one round of golf for two at the spectacular Kapalua Plantation Course. Upgraded rooms, additional golf available at great discounts. So come enjoy the crystal clear waters of Napili Bay and dine at the award-winning Sea House Restaurant. Call 800-367-5030 to book your stay. Napili Kai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf Getaway. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo.
We put
at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. You don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
All right. Lorcan Morris, PGA Tour caddy with Ben Taylor. He grew up in England, graduated from LSU. He's caddied for, caddied for Len Matisse and on the LPGA Tour, Sydney Michaels, and now, of course, Ben Taylor. Firefighter, emergency medical responder with Firefighter Connect. Firefighter Connect is a single source, exclusive network connecting the firefighting community to key resources, information, and quick access to aid and support. He won the LPGA Futures Tour Championship, the Symetra Tour Championship, on September 11th, 2011, in New York, with Sydney Michaels, and he is now in partnership with the Firefighter Connect. And I'm just really impressed. Not only does he do firefighter EMR, he helps the first tee of the foothills. He volunteers, I believe, at Trinity's school. That must be his daughter. And his partnership was a natural one because he really loves giving back to the community that he lives in. Only natural. Seth Pepper also gives back. He's an elite mental performance coach. And he approaches his clients from his personal experience because he used the power of his mind to become a national champion. Then he developed the neural pathways of his brother, so he could, too, also win the national championship. I think it was the only time two brothers won national championships. Let's welcome into the clubhouse. We'll start with Seth. Hi, Seth.
Hi.
Hi.
Danielle, and thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Lorcan, hi. Lorcan, are you there?
Oh, is he there?
No, I don't hear him. Lorcan, where are you? Okay, we're going to have to give him a...
Hey, there you go.
Oh, there he is.
That, go ahead, Pepper. If we started off early.
I'm gonna shout out from the mountaintop. Lorcan! Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I am here now.
Oh,
thanks
good.
For having me on.
Is Trinity your daughter?
As far as I know, she is. I'm on the birth cert, and she's a very pretty-looking girl. But she does have my personality.
Oh, good.
So, yes,
good.
She is my daughter.
Okay, because, you see, Seth was kind enough to give me some background. And one of the things he says is that you help out with the first tee of the foothills, and you volunteer at Trinity School. So I could only assume that that was your daughter. I don't know if you heard my intro of you. Did you hear my intro?
I did. I heard it. And I have a four-year-old son as well, Fergus, but he's not in school right now. So thankfully, dealing with Trinity School is enough for right now.
Yeah, and being a firefighter and being with Firefighter Connect and graduating top of your class.
I did, yeah. 35 years of age, mind over matter. I think Seth knows a thing or two about that.
There you go. Seth. Talk to us about you being an elite mental performance coach. What are the challenges?
Sure. Well, a lot of times, ironically, is helping people get out of their own way. You know, it's kind of a paradox where, you know, a lot of times I work with people that are very skilled at what they do, and they're also extremely educated and well coached, physically speaking. And it's just a matter of simplifying it and helping them to access that higher level of performance consistently.
What is the one thing that gets in the way of that the most? What is it? Thoughts, negative thoughts? What kind of negative thoughts?
Well, I would say just in general, it's just thoughts. You know, I kind of have I use the same phrase that you might hear in a, you know, yoga or meditation, where it's the monkey mind that's always kind of messing with us and trying to overthink things and trying to analyze things. And, you know, if you can keep someone in the headspace of strategy only, you know, and keep the story, as I call storytelling, out of the picture, then they can just clearly go through it. And you can see it on the tour when someone's, at, you know, just dialed in and they're not caught up in the show. You know, they're just straight at it and they keep going.
Yeah. We saw that yesterday when there was a 59 and a 60 on the PGA Tour. That was mm-hmm. pretty amazing. And we were on 59 watch. You know, Dustin Johnson was performing amazing. And, you know, we already had a 59 recorded with Scottie Scheffler. And were you watching any of that, Lorcan?
I wasn't, Danielle. I was not. I actually have a personal motto or decision or professional decision I made probably 11 years ago when I started caddying. I don't watch any golf that we're not playing in. So if it doesn't pertain to us, I don't watch it. So I didn't see any of it, but I was getting the text from the tour.
Interesting. Why is it that you've made that decision?
I probably just don't have a lot of vested interest in it. And once it became it's a career and a job for me. So it's not so much. I don't view golf as a fan anymore. I view it as people I work with.
Yes, of course. That makes perfect sense.
To put it in layman's term, with people at home, do people at home sit and watch the security footage at their office if they're not in it? Probably not. You know what I mean? I know it sounds crazy, but I'm a much bigger boxing heavyweight boxing fan than I am a golf fan, for sure.
So let's talk about the importance of mental preparation in the game of golf. Would you like to start, Lorcan?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You're talking about the mental preparation in relation to how they prepare for tournaments and
whatnot.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, a lot of it is done before you get on site. I think one of my favorite phrases that you hear on tour is, if you don't bring it, you're not going to find it. Meaning, if you show up on a Monday and you think that you can find it, and you're not playing well, and you think you can find it before Thursday, you're just kidding yourself. You either bring it or you don't. I think golf is one of the unique sports in the world where that's the case.
So if you don't have it to begin with, should you not even bother to come to the tournament?
I think that you should. I mean, there's just so many variables in golf. I think your putter can get hot and save you if you're not playing great. Seth would be able to fill you in more. And I'm a big believer in, if you don't bring it, you can't find it. And Seth, I think, is very good. I think he's the best in the world, actually, at having people find it when they don't have it.
Okay, so
that's why I work.
Yes. So let's you know, make that connection. I figure that I don't have it and I want to bring it. And Seth, what do you do with me?
Well, you know, I try to normalize people's success ahead of time so that you're stepping into it rather than up to it. And so what I just try to do is have people familiarize themselves to what that success is going to look like, and then we just run through it continuously. So for me, when I finally won the national championship, to me it was just a personal experience of finally everyone can see officially what I've been seeing thousands and thousands of times over the years. So, you know, it was just more of a release, you know, like, hey, you guys get to see what I've been seeing all along. And the same with my brother. I coached him from a distance. I was in Arizona, and he was still up in Oregon. He's younger. And, eventually when he came to the same university and he was at Nationals, it was the same thing. We just worked through the same process. And, once he got behind the starting blocks, it was, hey, your brother did it, you can do it, and just kept it that simple. And I think that's what, coming from personal experience, has really helped, for me to be an experienced elite athlete, to be able to actually simplify it rather than complicate it. Because I think a lot of times what happens is that we get build up before something that we really care about, and then all of a sudden there's all these moving pieces, and it's like, oh, I got to remember this, I got to remember that. And you really, when you get into the tournament mode, it should be something that you just, all of a sudden, it just gets very, very simple. And so I can speak to that, and that's what I did with my brother. It was just simple. Hey, your brother did it, you can do it. And once it was that simple, it was just like, oh, okay. And he just went out and did it. I don't think at the time, maybe he didn't even know what he was doing. It was just simply swimming his race, competing his race. And so I would recommend the same with the top level of all sports, because I work with all different sports. So it's golf, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, tennis, a lot of tennis. And it's basically the same thing.
Let me ask you this. When you say you're seeing what I've been seeing for years, what were you seeing for years?
Well, you take yourself through an experience that is as real and vivid as possible. So you try to incorporate all the different senses. And so you can go through kind of preliminary exercises where, if I say the smell of a lemon, all of us, that's a pretty dramatic smell. So all of a sudden you can smell the lemon. And so you take through and get them, all their senses heightened. And then you go through the competition and you process it and you get to the point where it just becomes really familiar, because I'm a really practical coach. I'm not going to tell you, I can't go into theory, but I'd rather just keep it very, very simple with people to be able to say, look, this is what it feels like, right? And you're out there, you're doing this, and take in all the experiences, hear the birds, feel the sun, smell the grass, and then you take them through the championships, that they might go through, and deal with, adversity, deal with, the championship pressure. And then it just becomes something where it's just very matter of fact. I've seen and felt and done this so many times that I'm very comfortable with it. So when it actually starts to play out, you're just kind of almost like meeting an old friend.
I love it. Absolutely. So on another question that we were going to talk about, and I want to bring Lorcan in again.
Yeah.
Lorcan, yeah. The greatest mental stamina, who has shown it as the PGA Tour got back into its schedule?
Oh, since it's got back into its schedule, that's a great question. We didn't get in the first three tournaments, so I probably should have been paying more attention to the PGA Tour and who was winning tournaments. Colin Morikawa is just absolutely unbelievable. I mean, an incredible performer, and I think he is just playing the greatest golf of anybody on the planet right now. And it's just every shot he hits, he just looks so comfortable doing it. What was that? Seth and I talked about it during the week. Seth, what did you say that he was like living in the moment, or just letting the process happen?
Yeah. It's very interesting that Colin's actually had a mental coach since the age of eight.
That's right. Yeah,
years old. Yeah. And he takes Rick, his mental coach, takes him through a process of creativity so that they work through choices so that he's in an expansive mindset versus a contracting mindset. And so it's a creative process. It's almost like he sees himself as an artist out on the course. So it's a very different approach that's just very uplifting.
Yeah, and
definitely, Danielle, I think Colin for sure has made a massive, massive splash on his return to golf. I mean, it's incredible. Ben was at my house on this past week for a fundraiser at my local golf course. We played an exhibition match, and him and I were talking. We played golf on Monday morning together, and he's like, to think like a year ago, like I never even heard of Colin Morikawa a year ago, and now here he is. He's the hottest player on the planet, and there's no telling what he's going to do going forward.
Yeah, he was struggling a little bit yesterday. What do you say when your player is struggling, Lorcan?
I take a couple of weeks off and then give it up altogether. That's probably good advice.
Okay.
I mean, you just try to tell them the big thing that I emphasize is to reset. Let's start our day over on the next tee box. When we get to the next tee, let's take a drink of water or have a banana or a protein bar, and let's reset and start the day over.
Let's chill.
I've had a lot of success over the years with that. It's definitely all about staying. Golf is all about staying in the moment when things are not going your way and not getting too far ahead of yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say to Tiger Woods? He said he wanted to snap a few of his clubs. It's a good thing that was a positive he took away that he didn't on Friday.
I'm not going to say anything to Tiger Woods. He's the greatest of all time, and by far. So I don't have any. Definitely not going to rope me into giving Tiger Woods advice on a radio show.
Okay, it wasn't supposed to be anything. I wasn't trying to sabotage you. It was just something that the critical component of the caddy and player relationship. I'm curious: is there still a boundary where you have to like know that you're just showing up, carrying it, and doing what you're told?
Oh, of course there is. I think you always have to remember your place. Definitely. I think Tiger's prior caddy, actually, last week at the Wyndham Championship, I read Steve Williams' book. It was the second time I read it. The first time I was on the ladies' tour, so it didn't have as much meaning to me as it does now being on the PGA Tour. And I didn't realize that he had actually asked Tiger if he could go work for Adam Scott, and Tiger had said he would rather him not go to work for Adam Scott, and he said to Tiger, well, I'm going to go work for him anyway, and it ultimately cost him his job. So I think there's definitely, you have to remember who's the boss and who writes the checks.
Yeah, agreed. So there is a time when you can offer. I mean, I see, you know, the caddies always talking to the player in case on the LPGA Tour a lot, but also on the PGA Tour. You use this, I see this yardage and it's going to go, you know, and there's this, that. You're definitely a partner, though, in the whole process of getting that ball to the green.
Yeah, I think Ben is great in regards to that. There's two types of players. There's players that allow the caddy to, if you like, caddy and do his job and give his two cents and advice. And then there's players who don't want you to do anything and they just want to you with the old turn up, show up, and shut up mentality.
Yeah.
Ben is definitely I'm involved in every aspect of his career from. From travel arrangements to what do you think this ball is going to do out of this lie? How far did the 7-iron go 2 weeks ago in Detroit? Do you think this is about the same? Steve, do you remember that shot we hit in San Antonio in October on the fourth hole in the second round? So he's like very, very detailed oriented, and I've had to be very detailed oriented in order to be a part of that team, but I think it's worked out great. I definitely have a big input on a lot of the stuff that we do.
That's awesome. Do you remember the shot that you hit in San Antonio on the?
Yeah, but it's not usually. It's generally not a standard stock 7-iron in the middle of the fairway. You know what I mean? Generally, it's like we're behind a tree or something, and he's trying to cut something in there, and he's like, "Hey, you remember that shot in Reno or whatever where we were here?" And I'll be like, "Yeah." He's like, "I'm thinking about the same one." I'll be like, "Yeah, that's perfect." Or
that's
I think it's playing like 12 or 15 yards less than that. However you want to look at it.
That's so cool. Thank you for that. That was very, very good. Chicken skin for me. Seth, do you assist in the caddy player relationships at all? Do you get involved in that world?
Well, I don't know if I just see the advantages of seeing a caddy almost as a coach. you know, to me, I see coaching, since I cross-reference to a bunch of different sports, I just see the role of, you know, teamwork being so powerful. So one of my coach ended up becoming Michael Phelps' Olympic coach, and so I've been privy to be around some extremely successful coaches. And I had breakfast with him a few days ago, and he reminded me of this, you know, I guess you could call it a metaphor example of group teamwork, that one Clydesdale can pull 16,000 pounds, I believe is what he said. But if you put in, you know, harness two Clydesdales together, they can pull 50,000 pounds. And so to me, that's what I see. I see an advantage of a teamwork that Ben and Lorcan have, where the two are working together and they can pull so much more, you know, greater than the sum, you know, of the parts scenario. And so, and then I see how they can remind each other and play off of each other and keep that, because a lot of it's clarity, you know, just being able to clearly reset. And so that's what I see as a great relationship. So I see teamwork, you know, there's a teamwork beyond, you know, and a team that's actually well, you know, oiled. I think that that's just something that's going to work to their advantage. And what I see, you know, working really well in other sports, and I would think that it worked the same in golf, is a long-term commitment, because there's so many things that happen in our life. If you think about marriages, if you think about family, you think about business partnerships, you know, a lot of the things that we learn when we're going through adverse times is that, you know, that's the glue that holds us together, and that's the stuff that will bring you, you know, your character and will bring you clarity in adversity. So I see the advantages of these player caddy teamwork, you know, groups, sticking through the, you know, thick and thin of it, and be able to come out the other side and be able to really, you know, enjoy and have that strength between the two of them.
I couldn't agree with you more. Teamwork, there's nothing like it. And you're bringing up the component of two people pulling something together, or two horses pulling something together, working together, the mind facet to it. You're capable of doing X, but when you have two and the mind gets involved, you can do so much more. That's awesome. It's so good to talk to you. It's good to meet you, Lorcan Morris, PGA Tour caddy with Ben Taylor.
Good seeing you too, Danielle.
Thank you. And for all the work you do as a firefighter, congratulations on your being top of your class. It's awesome. We're watching on the news all the time about what they're dealing with in California, and I just, hats off to all the work that you do, and all the firefighters do. Thank you very much. And thank you for bringing this to my attention. I really appreciate it. Our elite mental performance coach, Seth Pepper, really a pleasure talking with you about these things.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. If you can answer in about 30 seconds, who do you think has shown the most mental strength since the return?
Lorcan, would you like to?
He declined.
He went? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I'm burning my 30 seconds. I would agree with Colin. Colin, to me, showed an example, you know, that Colin was, you know, in the heat of everything. He came through, and he enjoyed the fact that everything was so close. He called it a party, and I think that was just a culmination of working on the mental aspect since the age of 8.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a beautiful thing to watch.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. Aloha. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible. Rainer Overhead Door. By the way, they are hiring. Rainer Overhead Door, they are hiring, okay? Installation professional, they'll train. You must have some mechanical ability, you know, be able to pick up a wrench. It's not serious mechanical ability. It's just comfort factors. You need to call them, 676-3667. And you can see the latest garage door designs at HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com, 676-3667. Reserve your tee time at Bayview Golf Course, the best value in golf on Oahu. all of the COVID-19 precautions in place. The social distancing, they disinfect the driving range, top tracer screens every couple hours. The carts are disinfected when they come in. They're just taking care of everything so that the flag stick stays in and there's lots of room between tee times and you can have a great time at Bayview. You can walk the course. It's awesome walking, particularly the front nine. If you just want to get in nine, it's gorgeous on the back nine, though. Oahu Extraction, suited, gloved, and masked to come into your home. Oahu Extraction. They will help you with the flood that happens. You know, or sometimes you don't even know a flood's happened. They have the hydrometer to get in there, thermal hydrometer to see if something is growing in your walls. Aloha Power Equipment has everything you need at their Waipahu and Sand Island stores. Get the EU 2200i generator for $9.99. Always great service. Everything you need to weed it, whack it, mow it, and blow it. And that's Aloha Power Equipment and your Honda Superstore. You can hear the show at radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.